Brothers, I guess. Brothers, yeah.
Did you call it the other one?
I did. Yeah.
What's the other one? What's that? Okay. What would you call a room that is used to store odds and ends in? You know, you have to have a bunch of things. Sometimes you don't use them. You want to put them in another room. What would you call that other room?
Storage.
Would you call it a plunder room, lumber room, or storeroom?
Storeroom, yeah.
What would you be doing if you were, for instance, you know, a while back, what would you be doing if you were sweeping the floor, you know, going around and, you know, getting everything? What would you call that?
That'd be mopping?
Mm-hmm. That's one word.
Yeah. Mopping, yeah.
Yeah, any other things you might be doing, you know, also? You got any other words? If you go around, you know, you sort of, for instance, back in the old days, you know, when you had a farm and all, and your wife would get up in the morning, and she would go around the house, and she, you know, she'd take a broom and...
Brush broom.
Yeah?
Yeah, brush broom.
Right, and she would take a rag, and she'd go around on everything. What would she be doing then?
I've gathered the broom sage. I haven't had as much. My grandmother go ringing. She, they made brooms out of the tin.
They made their own brooms?
Yeah.
How'd they do that?
They'd taken wrap a string around about this much, you see. There were no bulk brooms then. It was all built to broom sage. It was in the bottom somewhere for the broom. Broom sage hides your head, did it? Ring it. My grandma Ritter used to hire me to get her about as much. Tie a string in and bring it to her, you see. I'd get it over in the bottoms, I'd go around and ring it. Broom sage.
That's interesting. She used broom sage, huh?
Yeah.
When a person cleans up, when a person goes, you know, in the morning and they use a brush with, would you call that, you know, when they go around, they use a broom and a rag and stuff like that, would you call that person, when she cleans up, she might tidy up or tides up or reds up or rids up? Would you ever hear any of those words? You ever hear of a person tied, you know, when a woman, you know, goes around, she, like, when she cleans up, you ever hear any other words for that?
No,
you
want to
say she,
tied me up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hear that? And let's say, if you had a broom in here, and it would be, and it was, let's see, if you had a broom, and it was, between that curtain there and the wall, what would you say, where was the broom is where to the curtain? Or if, let's see. If you had a broom and it was on the other side of that curtain, what would you say the broom was?
In the closet.
Yeah?